Here's a pass, a shot, score! Mattias Samuelsson! Absolute madness!
Yeah, it was actually less than 5 minutes, Eric. That was 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the game. Bruins were up 2-0 the entire game. We were dominating, and we lost in game one last night. That's why I was going to call out sick this morning. But then I realized that we still have a long playoff run to go, so I couldn't. I make a light joke, but I want to talk about a recent survey that was conducted showing the number one reason people call in sick to work. It's because of conflicts with colleagues. That probably makes a little bit more sense than why I was going to call out sick. And here in Connecticut, I want to know, what are the primary complaints coming from workers? And are there any legal claims people can make in regards to this? Joining us back on the show is Gary Phelan, who is an attorney with Hurwitz, Sagarin, and Schlossberg right here in Milford, but also a law professor at Quinnipiac University. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Besides licking my wounds over the Bruins, we're going to get them back in game two. I do want to talk about this survey. Were you surprised at all by the fact that the number one reason people will call out sick is because they've got issues with other colleagues?
Sadly, not at all. And in large part, the primary complaint when people call believing they may have potential legal claims is the phrase, I work in a hostile work environment. I spend a lot of time explaining that, the legal definition of the term is completely different than, there's a lot of friction at work. It's not a legal claim just because you're in a workplace where there's a lot of tension, a lot of friction, but there has certainly been a drastic escalation of those types of inquiries.
So a hostile work environment, I mean, talk about that a little bit more, Gary. When we say that, what exactly are we referring to? You don't have to reveal who your clients are by any means, but give us some examples. Like, what are they saying is a hostile work environment? What makes a hostile work environment?
Well, if the hostile work environment has to do with some sort of protected category, I'm being mocked because of my age. I'm being, sexually harassed at work. I have a disability and people are ridiculing me and publicly making fun of me. That's tied to a protected category. That's where it raises legal issues.
Keep going.
But the majority of claims really just because of tension, somebody is insulting them in front of others. Somebody is sending out emails, trashing them. That's not a legal claim for hostile work environment.
Well, and I guess, Gary, we've got employment attorney Gary Phelan here talking about this new survey showing the number one reason people will call out sick to work is because of conflicts they have with colleagues. And you're sort of talking, you're referencing, Gary, kind of a one-on-one. I have a colleague or a couple of colleagues who, I'm going to say just for layman's terms, kind of bully. They bully a person or they make a person feel uncomfortable. They don't feel safe in their work environment. But the other thing is culture. So that's a very different thing. If you've got an environment or a culture where, for example, and we'll get into this, why are we seeing kind of a rise in conflict at work? But if you have an office space that, let's say, is very, politically leans one way or the other, let's just go with that, right? That you're not talking about one person now. You're talking about the culture of a workplace. And so in my question, when it comes to any legal claims related to conflicts at work, that's, I think, a little bit trickier, I would imagine, right? So if you're talking about, I don't feel comfortable with this person that I work with, maybe you have more of a leg to stand on. But when you're talking about the culture of a work environment, I don't know if there are any legal claims you can make if you're feeling discriminated against or where you are kind of outnumbered by the workplace.
Well, it relates to, let bullying, and I think that's the perfect term because that's really how you describe a lot of the sort of behavior. But bullying in itself is not unlawful, whether it's related to political beliefs, or whatever friction is happening, you know, in the workplace. And, you know, why I think there's been a rise, I really thought about this. And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, I think the workplace is a mirror to what is going on in American society. So we have everything, you know, and I think the top five factors. One is political friction since 2016 has escalated. Secondly is everything relating to COVID and the aftermath and the different opinions about what we should or shouldn't be doing. Third is social media. Fourth is there's a lot of economic anxiety. So it means you're, you know, there's more like competing internally. And the last is, I think, what, you know, can be described as a digital divide is people are much more likely to say things online in emails to within the workplace than they are face to face. And so with so much more communication electronically at work, it raises the friction level that otherwise perhaps may have not reached that level if it had not been where they, you know, became a keyboard warrior, so to speak.
Those are really interesting, I think, takeaways, because you're right. I think, you know, we've seen obviously in just the last decade, a lot of political divide just in our world, but also the emergence of social media and really still the aftermath of COVID. But I think even when you talk about everyone's day-to-day economic, what they're going through or the roles they're taking on, I mean, even the way people's jobs are looked at now versus even 5 years ago are very different. I mean, people who held one position, for example, and a lot of times are now holding three, even though their original contracts don't include those other jobs. I mean, even just that kind of pressure and how quickly you then compare yourself probably to other colleagues, that I would imagine is also in some regard on the rise.
Oh, absolutely. And that's another thing where, you know, I'll get calls from somebody who, you know, there's been layoffs. So now I have to do two jobs. Is that a legal claim? And as long as they're, you know, if they're an hourly employee, then they have to be paid if they're working more than 40 hours a week. But the fact that the workload escalates is not a legal claim, because then that's the, you know, most employees are employees at will. They can be terminated for any reason. And so it's not a discriminatory reason. So, yes, I'm definitely seeing more of that as well.
A recent survey shows that the number one reason people will call in sick to work is because of conflicts they have with colleagues and just a hostile work environment. And so we are chatting about this with employment attorney from Hurwitz, Sagarin and Slosberg here in Milford, Gary Phelan, who's also a law professor over at Quinnipiac University. Gary, what suggestions do you have for someone who's dealing with conflicts at work? And maybe they, too, are even skipping days just to avoid them.
First thing is don't engage. Often people who are bullies is they want you to, you know, respond in kind. And then all of a sudden that escalates the situation. Whereas sometimes, as I've advised clients, is just, you know, deal with the person as much as you have to. But beyond that, you know, with bullying, if they're bullying someone and the other person really kind of ignores them, it often goes away. So that's one option. Secondly, is just to have a discussion with the person, say, you know, and this is, again, it's not easy. None of these resolution, you know, ways to possibly resolve it is easy, but to try saying, you know, notice you're, you know, we're having a lot of beef here. How can we work this out? It's worth a try. Generally can't get worse. Another option is to go to the human resources department if you're at a company that has one and tell them about it. Now, there's some risk with that because sometimes either if HR says, you know, that's your problem, but most will try to do something to resolve the conflict. And, you know, I think those are the only options. I think it's really unfortunate that another way people are coping is just to call in sick, because the problem's not going to go away calling in sick. It's only going to continue. It's only going to get worse. So I think doing nothing other than seeing, can you try just not engaging the person, that it's the problem is not going to go away until the point where you say, this isn't worth it. I quit.
Right. Well, and I think it kind of So it's one thing that you take it on as the employee who's having the issue. And as you mentioned, you're direct and you go to the person and say you do that. But it's, you know, it's still kind of unsuccessful. This, I mean, look, it's inevitable. I have this conversation with my 7-year-old all the time. You are going to not like people and they are going to not like you. That is just life. That is just life. And it's going to be in school. It's going to be at work. It's going to be in families. It's going to be everywhere. That's just sort of something you've got to learn over time. But say it's not getting better and you go to upper management. What would be your advice now, Gary, for the other side of this? What should employers think about doing when it comes to dealing with conflicts at work?
Well, the first thing I just want to point out, it's not just recently that there's been conflicts at work. I mean, that's something in our lives. There's friction. We don't agree with like everybody, just like what you were saying. So I think one is to not create unrealistic expectations. Like when I hear that phrase about the workplace family, I cringe. You know, I always think at the end of, the calendar year, families don't come together and say, you know, we didn't have as good of a year this year, so we have to lay off two of you from the family. The workplace is not a family. It's a functioning unit that ideally you're working together. So at the same time, try to create a culture that you recognize we're going to have conflicts here. And if that happens, come bring it to us. Let's try to deal with it when it's at its lowest level and not let it escalate because it only gets worse. To have a policy that of what to do in the event you have, you feel like you're being essentially bullied at work, that you have an avenue to communicate so that the HR or management has an opportunity to address it. The other is if you think very practically, if you have people, it's often the sorts of things where somebody is being a bully in the workplace, they're not just being a bully to one person, but that's just their personality, that's just their culture. To say, do we want this person in our workplace? You know, because chances are there's other people, it's not just one person who might be calling in sick to work. And that is, that means that we have people who aren't able to do their jobs because of this individual or individuals. So I have a discussion with them and saying it's got to change or you're terminated. I think that that may be another option. A lot of this is also, it's negotiation, just like I teach at Quinnipiac. So dealing with situations from a problem solving standpoint, rather than getting into kind of internal bickering that, you referenced your young son, is a lot of times that, it's like it sounds like what used to happen in high school. It's just older.
Right.
But it's the same issues, particularly, with social media. This person said this about me on Facebook and I'm going to then say it about them. It doesn't get better. So deal with it as early as possible when the conflicts arise.
Some great advice. And Gary Fallon, always appreciate having you on the show. Thank you so much for what you do and for joining us here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa, and hope you're able to deal with the
Bruins. Yeah. Well,
the Bruins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. We got game two tomorrow. I'll stress tomorrow. It's fine. It's going to be great.
That's
but
good.
I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate you always.
All right. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Gary Fallon again, right here on WICC.